The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 4 at 4.
All right. Tennessee plays tonight against Mississippi State. Vols will tip off approximately 9:30, about 25 minutes after Kentucky and Alabama get done. They will take on Mississippi State in the quarterfinals to advance to the semis. And like I said, playing the winner of Alabama or Kentucky.
Does Alabama have any chance against Kentucky tonight?
Yeah, sure. I would put it at probably 20%.
Dante Hall and John Petty both have to show up. Those guys never show up in the same game. I think that's their problem. When they show up, they're tough to handle. But I would imagine that's going to be a home game for Kentucky tonight. I'd imagine they probably get some revenge for – that was their first conference – that was their conference opener down there in Tuscaloosa, mm-hmm. and they got smacked.
A little bit of NFL news, number two. Kareem Hunt suspended 8 games for the league's personal conduct policy, so he'll miss the first half of the season for the Browns.
Saw the Browns not even appealing that. They're just like, yep, we knew he was going to get hammered. And for them, it's like you've got Chubb and Duke Johnson in there anyway, so you just kind of roll with them. And halfway through the season, you get a fully healthy Tyreek Hill. Who did I say? Not Tyreek Hill. Who are we talking about?
Kareem Hunt.
Sorry. Just totally disparage Tyreek Hill there. You get a healthy,
I don't feel bad,
big-time playmaker at running back halfway through the season. I mean, like, if you're the Browns, it's as long as he doesn't screw up again, like, I feel like the move is going to pay off for you.
That, and they'll get a totally fresh running back halfway through the
That's
season.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Fresh wheels at the point when everybody else is starting to wear down.
Also, you mentioned earlier, Russ, Ryan Tannehill traded to the Titans. $7 million guaranteed.
Five of which they somehow made as a bonus today.
And a fourth-round draft pick.
Yes.
I see people are killing the Titans for that. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, this is a guy who has started a lot of
games. Injured almost as much as Mariota.
Injured a lot, granted, but, like, he's been more impressive to me than Gabbert. And so, like, the backup quarterback position for the Titans has been bad. If he can get in there and stay healthy and compete with, you know, push Mariota a little bit and step in there when he inevitably gets injured and perform better than Blaine Gabbert, then to me, that is definitely worth a fourth-round draft pick.
As we mentioned earlier, LSU goes down to Florida. LSU cleared Javonte Smart to play today, and so Florida advances. They will play the winner of Auburn and South Carolina. Auburn leading that one 22-18 with 7:41 to go in the first half. And number four, the Players Championship underway today. Here's a look at your leaderboard. Sitting at the top there, you got Tommy Fleetwood at minus 11.
You know he's related to Mick Fleetwood. Many people are saying that.
Yeah. We've talked about it on the show before.
Yeah.
You guys see what happened to Tiger today?
I did not.
Quadruple bogey.
Oh. He had a round going today. He was 2 off the lead, 5 under par, steps up to the tee at 17, hit Sawgrass, and it got wet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The island hole.
I think it may have hit twice.
Rounding out your top five here, Jim Furyk, 9 under, Kevin Kisner, 8 under, and then Jason Day and Brian Harman also at 8 under par.
All right, good stuff. Brandon Orick, your top four at 4 as we begin hour number 2 of The Drive. Open up the phone lines here, 865-546-8200, 546-8200 if you want to get on board The Drive this afternoon as we get ready for SEC tournament play tonight. Vols, Bulldogs, Mississippi State. Did you see the reports that Anthony Jordan has been suspended?
Yeah, is
that
a real thing?
I don't know. Is anything real? I do believe that if he's done an SEC game since the Tennessee LSU game, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I've not seen him out there either.
I don't think he has.
Now keep in mind, it's not bad. College basketball different from college football. College football, you've got crews and you have an SEC crew. That's not the way it works in college basketball. You just have these guys, and the SEC can suspend him and say, "Well, you're just not doing any of our SEC games," but he's out there doing ACC and Big Ten and Big 12. And other leagues, like he's just because the SEC has said you can't officiate SEC games anymore doesn't mean that he can't officiate at all. He's still out there doing his thing. But how do you handle that if you're the SEC? Do you just like decline to assign him to any more games going forward, only LSU games, or do you say suspension? Like hopefully you learned your lesson.
I don't claim to know. I have no idea how they would handle something like that.
I don't see how he could ever do an LSU game again.
I don't want him ever doing a Tennessee game again.
No, I would agree.
Was he on the crew that screwed Kentucky up there at Rupp?
No, I don't think so. That was Tony Green was
some other horrible referee.
But they weren't screwed over by the officials in that game. They were screwed over by the rule book and the review rules because they couldn't review the obvious goaltending.
There's no guarantee they would have gotten it right. I mean,
I think they
missed one at Auburn on Saturday against us.
I think just body language, if you read the officials, you go back to that Kentucky LSU game because they went back there and they saw it and they were like, oh, crap. The way I took it was, oh, crap, the tip-in went in before the buzzer, which is what we can review, but it was goaltending, which we can't review. They waved off the clock and got the heck out of there because it's like we blew it and there ain't nothing we can do about it.
No, there's absolutely nothing and probably nothing at this point that they could come out and say that would make me in any way feel like that they were honest and or legitimate. I mean, it's sad. That's the X factor at this weekend.
Officiating?
Yeah. I know you've got your folks that call us that – just somehow think that you're less masculine if you point out that the state of officiating in the Southeastern Conference is atrocious. But, you know, I mean, it's bound to make a difference for us if somebody's not only shooting 15 to 20 more free throws than you and making 84% of them.
I don't expect officials to be perfect. I just don't want to feel like I'm getting screwed. If you're going to –
Yeah, we got screwed with our pants on a couple times this year.
And, like, usually, like, okay, it happens. Sometimes you get screwed. Sometimes you just get a bad crew and some of the calls go against you. Maybe they're not trying to screw you over purposely, and that's just the way it works. So, okay, whatever. That happens. But it felt a little bit different this year because it felt like twice in two of our biggest games of the season we did not get – a fair shake at Rupp and in Baton Rouge for very different reasons, but two games in a game in which we lost out on an SEC championship by one game. It could have made the difference. Now, I don't think we were winning at Rupp even with a fair whistle.
No,
probably not.
No.
But, you know, if that LSU game, that was an
LSU
overtime game. Yeah, I mean, that could have easily swung the balance of the – championship.
I mean, the most egregious one in that one is that they didn't – Naz Reid should have been thrown out of the game. That's the one that I've got it saved in my bookmarks. I'll bring that video up every once in a while just to make sure I saw what I saw.
Well, I mean, the fact that you got an official that looks like a pretty good case that the guy's an LSU fan. Like, to me, that goes over, like, any call. Any one call that was made in the game, I'm sorry, you shouldn't have a guy whose impartiality is compromised calling a game at this level. You just shouldn't.
The sad part, I mean, you didn't even have to look that hard. I mean, you didn't.
Well, I mean, especially that one down on the baseline where they called the block on Grant. And Jordan was standing right there. It was the one where the LSU player
started calling the foul before.
Yeah, and the guy,
contact.
I can't remember if he actually did hit Grant in the face with the elbow or if
he
just kind of brushed him.
He smashed his nose in.
But that one's the one that sticks out to me the most.
And then we sent Lamonte Turner to the line for the free throws. So, I mean, we didn't help ourselves either with some of the decisions that were made in that game. But, Bear, look at these cupcakes. I know this is terrible radio. Look at those delicious cupcakes they're giving to the press at the SEC. Look at the size of the icing. It's some gal from the SEC. Look at
what's her name?
It doesn't matter. Look at the cupcakes, not the woman. Look at the size of that icing. It looks delicious.
Yeah.
Brandon, can you see that?
There's a chick holding them.
Oh, wow.
Great, let's tell you something.
Great cupcakes.
They're for women.
Cupcakes are not for women. That, first of all, it's a sexist remark.
No, it's not.
It's a blatantly sexist remark.
No, it is not.
I am as masculine as they come, and I enjoy cupcakes just as much as the next guy. I'm comfortable enough in my toxic masculinity to admit that publicly on air. What's the difference? It's a cupcake. What's the difference between cupcake and cake? There's a little paper thing on it. Ooh, what a girly man. He's eating a cupcake. It's ridiculous, man. Get out of here with that nonsense. Cupcakes are delicious. One of the best dessert inventions ever known to man and woman, mind you. Cupcakes are girly.
I don't mean that as a sexist comment.
Absolutely ridiculous. Just insane.
Absolutely ridiculous.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Coming up, we'll get to these phones, 865-546-8200. You want to jump in, take a shot now, 546-8200. Your Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question coming up.
Live. It's time for the Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question of the day. Brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue, located in Cove Lake State Park. Online at RickardRidgeBBQ.com.
How important is the SEC tournament to you? How important is Tennessee doing well in the SEC tournament, or whoever your team is? How important is their performance in the conference tournament? 865-546-8200, your number to chime in on the hot question today, brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue. Bear, you've pretty much you said it's you just don't find it very important.
No. The season starts next week, bro.
So,
I mean, do you not think so? Would you not agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, the NCAA tournament is definitely more important. I don't think the SEC tournament is irrelevant. And I think when you've had as many good seasons as Tennessee has had, particularly over the last 15 years, and you haven't won it in 40 years, I think it's a bad look. I think you need to go out there and win it.
Hmm.
So do we have options to choose from?
Very important, somewhat important,
okay.
Not very important, or not important at all.
I'm going D, not important at all.
I will go somewhat important.
Me too.
For the reason that you said, Russ, and if you go out there
Russ, be honest, man, you're a very important guy.
Huh?
You think it's very important?
Me?
Yeah, don't get on here after your histrionics and gyrations and all the stuff you've done. Talking about how you're just going to be Lenoir City livid if we don't win it.
Never said that.
Oh, come on.
I've never said I'll be Lenoir City
livid. Oh, come on, Russ.
I have said consistently I don't
come
expect to win
on,
the tournament.
Come on, Russ. Don't rewrite history, buddy.
When did I say I would be Lenoir City livid if we don't win the SEC tournament?
Oh, I was so crushed last year, Bear.
I was.
Oh, I was just – I know you were. I've still got the text you were sending me.
I was disappointed.
Disappointed. You were just in an inconsolable rage.
This is Kentucky.
You were raging around your house.
What, you've just let it go? It's
yeah.
It's just another game?
Yep.
Wow, denial's more than just a river in Egypt, Bear.
Whatever, Russ. The Chicago Loyola
game swept Kentucky
more,
for the first time since the invention of color film, and had a chance to beat them in the SEC tournament on a more or less neutral floor, and didn't get it done with the championship on the line. It would have been the first time we won the tournament in 39 years, but it doesn't matter. You win some, you lose some. Just another game. Get out of here with that nonsense. It was a devastating defeat. And yes, losing to Loyola Chicago was just as bad, if not worse. But that doesn't make the fact that we lost to Kentucky last year in the final of the SEC tournament any better. That was a devastating defeat, a complete and total debacle.
Complete disaster.
Did Cody making a complete fool out of himself internationally take some of the sting out?
No.
No, because okay. I thought we were all going to lose our jobs there for
the first
day.
If anything, it made it worse.
Okay.
I was sitting there thinking, man, like of when I first met Cody McClure, I never thought that one day this giant teddy bear could bring down the entire operation here at Fan Run.
I mean, the kid's got talent.
He also doesn't know when to stop.
Cody? Really?
Yeah. There's that, and there's whatever he wrote out here on the board, and 20. I can't
I feel
repeat.
Like, I feel
I can't
like
repeat
getting
it
under your skin. You're
no, it's not that he's insulting me. It's the language that he used. I find it highly offensive. 2019, we don't say those kind of things anymore.
Cody's an old lineman. What can I say?
There's no excuse. There's no reason you have to be the same human being you were 5 minutes ago right now. Everybody can change. We've all changed. I used that kind of language when I was a young man. I don't use it anymore. I was wrong. It's insensitive. It's bad. Shouldn't say things like that. Very insulting.
Hurtful.
I don't get hurt because I'm borderline psychotic and I don't have normal human emotions, so I'm incapable of feeling hurt.
That's what I've told people when they want to mix it up with you on Twitter and in person.
I don't approve of the language. I don't approve of the language, and I feel like a formal complaint should be made. But that's neither here nor there. Let's go to the at Fox Sports Knox poll results. How important is the SEC tournament? 48% of the audience says somewhat important. 42% says very important. 8% says not very important. And 2% are with Bear. You're in the 2% Bear. Not important at all.
I just don't think it is.
Okay. And you
I mean,
think
I would love it. Okay. I'll be happy.
No. You've been
don't
very
you tell
consistent.
Me, don't you do that. No.
You don't get to celebrate. If it's not important at all, you don't get to celebrate if we win. Because your own record is not important. It doesn't matter.
Yes, I can.
We won the SEC tournament, so what? Doesn't matter. Let's go and play the NCAA tournament. That's your position. That's the position you staked out.
No, that's not the position I staked out.
How is it not?
I will enjoy it, and I will celebrate it wildly.
So you celebrate it if we win. You don't care if we lose?
I'm just not going to lose that much
sleep over it. What kind of participation trophy nonsense is that?
That's what you're saying is
nonsensical. You win or lose.
Wow, all tied up at half, Auburn, South Carolina. This is a war.
Don't try to change the subject.
I've
got you boxed in right now. You ain't getting out.
You know, you ain't got nothing.
You can't sit here and say it doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't.
And then turn around and say, but I get to celebrate if we win. That's not how sports works. It either hurts or it feels great, man. And there you can't have it both ways. You can't avoid the pain and accept the pleasure.
I know you're not that bright, so I'm going to slow it down and try and explain it to you, Russ. Simply because the most important tournament starts next week means that if we don't do well in this one, we're still going to the NCAAs. So, no, I'm not going to lose a whole lot of sleep out of it. It's like the cherry on top. We're playing with house money this weekend. If we get beat, we get beat. We're still going to be probably a two seed. If we play good, we'll be a one seed. Fake news, Frank over here.
I'm taking note. We've got the receipts. You don't get to celebrate. I hope we do win it now. I mean, I hope we win it anyway. But I really hope we win it now. Yeah. Just so you have to sit there while Barrett, while Brandon and I high five next week.
I'm really going to miss that on
this championship's really good. Too bad you don't think the SEC tournament matters. Otherwise, you'd be able to celebrate with us.
Don't take it out on me because Cody McClure took up rental space or space in your head rent-free today.
Ha! Laughable man.
I tried to warn you about mixing it up with that guy.
Hey.
You didn't want to listen.
Take a much bigger man to get the better of me. Than big Cody Mack. He's a big boy, but he ain't that big.
He's got you.
He ain't that big.
He's living rent-free in Russell Smith's head right now. It's beautiful.
Mark the tape, Brandon. Mark the tape. Bears with the 1% now, according to Twitter, that says it doesn't matter. Doesn't get to celebrate.
4/22, March 15th.
Thank you. Rickard Ridge Barbecue. Home of the best ribs in the Volunteer State. Check them out online at RickardRidgeBBQ.com. Tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day. If Tennessee wins, we won't play till what, 3:30?
Yeah.
Yes. So you'll have plenty of time to take the quick drive up I-75 to Rickard Ridge Barbecue. It's about a 20-minute drive up I-75 from downtown Knoxville. You'll take exit 134 in Caryville, hang a right, and it'll be your first left. Rickard Ridge, can't miss it. Cove Lake is huge, right there off the interstate. Have some of the ribs. Have you some slow-smoked chicken thighs. Have you a steak, pork chop, whatever. Rickard Ridge has it all, man. They've got it all. Rickard Ridge Barbecue online, RickardRidgeBBQ.com. Roger is next on the drive. Hello, Roger.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? That's your name.
Fantastic, Roger. How are you, sir?
Doing fine. What's the game tonight? I think the term is very important, you know. Very important, you know.
Bear says it doesn't matter, Raj.
It's very important.
Bear says it doesn't matter, Raj.
It does matter, Bear. It just doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Yeah, it does matter.
No, it does not, Raj.
It does.
Well,
you know. So
I'm sorry, you and Russ are wrong, buddy.
Okay, I guess. I see you, Bear. You know.
Raj. If the game doesn't matter, Bear won't watch it tonight, right? Because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're not gonna try and stir stuff up between me and my buddy. I'm trying to look for some consistency in your position.
You're not gonna drive a wedge between me and Roger.
You said it doesn't matter.
We're best buddies.
Why watch the game? Would you watch a game that doesn't matter, Brandon?
No.
But it's okay though. But I just want to ask you what the key is for Tennessee? I'm only to ask you this: Tennessee can win tonight. What's the key of Tennessee to go fall? Win the whole thing. What's the key?
We've got to start hitting Bowden and Turner. Got to get out of whatever funk they're in. Shooting the ball. We need to take less threes and be more accurate with them when we are shooting them, and we need to pack it down inside tonight. We need to feed, you know, Grant needs to get looks early and often. Grant Williams needs to take the most shots out of everybody on the team.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bear. Russell, how about you, Bear? So what Tennessee have to do to be able to go fall and keep the, you know, go fall and take it to what they have to do, you think? Russell?
I still think it comes down to defense and rebounding. I'm not as concerned about the offensive stuff because I think Barnes will make it perfectly clear after that Auburn fiasco that, hey, we're not the team that shoots 33s. You know, we shoot 15 to 20 threes a game, but our offense is throwing it down low to Grant Williams and trying to get high-percentage shots that way. So I'm not as worried about that. What I am worried about is defensive intensity. That has not been a given this year, unfortunately. I think we've got to figure out a way to defend and rebound at an elite level. If we don't do that, I don't think we're winning the SEC tournament, and I think we'll be going home earlier than we would like in the NCAA tournament. So defense and rebounding, that's my key.
Yeah, I'm saying way with you. That's what's important, too. So you got to – Do you feel confident
we can win tonight? We've beaten these guys before. I feel like we have the better team. We should have more fans in there, although I do worry about these toothless Kentucky fans trying to take over the arena and turn it against us. So I do worry about that a little bit. But I do think that we're the better basketball team. So, yeah, I mean, I have a cautious optimism as far as tonight's concerned. Thank you, Raj. Appreciate the phone call. Have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy the game. Don't forget, Voluntary Reaction will be live as soon as it's over. Nate and Davey from The Morning Show will have you this evening. I'll be calling in at some point to give you my thoughts on the game, which will hopefully be a big orange W and setting up the rubber match with the Cats tomorrow in the semifinals for a berth in the tournament championship game. Stay with us. The Drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Phil is next on The Drive. Hello, Phil.
Why are you going, W?
Yes, sir, Phil. It's tournament time.
Yeah, how are you, Brandon doing?
Outstanding, man. It's the weekend. We got a full weekend of basketball. Nice weather coming up, man. It's
your favorite time of year, isn't it, Phil?
I just popped a top over at the tank. And
there you go.
Let's pretend Bruce Pearl can't coach. You know what?
We drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
You know what I say about Buck?
Well, is Buck going to win today?
I don't know. He's in a war right now.
Well, South Carolina will knock crap out of you. I mean, they tried everything they could to injure Jordan Bone.
Yeah, the Hassani Gravitz kid.
He came in for the kill shot on Bone.
Yeah.
Guys, we just Mississippi State, we can't let them shoot all threes tonight because that's what their game is. And, you know, although Mississippi State's got a good freshman center, that we need to get him a foul trouble and get him out of the game. And that's pretty much how we beat him up here, wasn't it? We got him in foul trouble.
Yeah, we need to pack it down inside to Grant and Admiral. Kyle.
Yeah, I agree. And hopefully Lamonte will just play a smart game and not shoot too much.
I've been told that Rick Barnes delivered that message in very, very certain terms this week after the Auburn game. So I would be shocked if he comes out and
– Really?
If he's on, like if he's shooting the way he was at Ole Miss, then by all means, you got the hot hand, go ahead and shoot. But if you're like Auburn, you know, you hit your first one, you miss two or three after that, it's time to, you know, maybe today's not your day. Let's – force the ball inside to Grant Williams.
Do you think we see Pons and Jalen Johnson tonight?
We're going to have to see one of them at some point. You know, if we plan on playing three games here, then I don't think you can get by with just a two-man bench. So, yeah, I mean, I you're going to have to see at least one of them, if not both.
Well, State just plays seven players, so that ought to help Tennessee because they got probably a deeper team than Mississippi State. And Mississippi State played last night, although that wasn't much of a game. So,
what was the final on that one?
I think it was
25, but they had their starters in to end the game.
It was like 80-57 or something.
Why would you have your starters in tournament time when you know
they
you
only have seven players, Bear?
Oh,
I mean, speaking of Bearden blowing out Whitehaven, I hope Bearden can win the state, and Fulton will come to a reckoning tomorrow when they play Wooddale. The Lawson brothers probably take care of them. They're the younger brothers of the Derek Lawson and the other Lawson in Kansas.
How many kids are in that family?
I don't know. They must not believe in birth control in that family. You know?
well I don't know. But they had what? There were three at Memphis at one point, and now there are two more coming up.
Yeah, I think one of them signed to Oregon. So they're not going to go to Memphis, but I guess Tennessee doesn't got no chance with them. So, I mean.
Are they Memphis East?
No, I don't know. Memphis Wooddale.
East is East down now that Penny's left?
No, they're playing tomorrow. Who's the team?
It's probably going to be Bearden and East for the finals, isn't it?
East is playing Brentwood tomorrow, or today, for the right to play Bearden in the championship.
Well, I hope Bearden can win. I mean, their guards, don't turn the ball over, I think they can win the game.
Guard play, Phil. Guard play is where it's at in tournament time.
So come Sunday, are we all going to be happy?
I have to believe it to see it, Phil. I mean, well, I'll be thrilled if we have a one seed, even if we don't win the tournament.
I did like your theory there, Debbie, about what might happen. We could still get a one seed if we just beat Kentucky, and even if you lose in the finals, because if Virginia wins that tournament, would.
Duke or Carolina will get another loss tonight. I think Carolina's got, what, five losses? Or do they have six?
Yeah. Five.
So, like, if they lost tonight, they're out. Like, they're not a one seed. They'll be a two seed, right? And if Virginia beats Duke, Virginia's obviously a one seed. I think Duke would probably be a one seed in Washington. I don't know. Virginia would be the one seed in Washington. I think we'd have a great shot at a one seed in Louisville.
Yeah, we got to win tonight, though, just to get that two-seed guarantee.
I don't take anything for granted in the SEC tournament, Phil. We've learned that over the years here, haven't we?
Yeah, that's true, but we're definitely swimming in different waters. It's time to win some games, though, in the tournament. I'm tired of being crummy in all these sports. It's good that we got one sport we can win in, you know.
It's your favorite sport, Phil.
Well, it is my favorite sport, but, the way football's going, can't beat Vanderbilt at all, so it's what's the use? You know what I'm saying? See you.
Thank you, Phil.
Wow.
Appreciate the phone call. 865-546.
If I had a knife, I'd start cutting myself right now.
8200. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter to you because the SEC tournament doesn't matter. You won't be watching the games.
Phil's got a way of bringing me down. Debbie Downer. Man.
I thought that wasn't a terrible phone call by Philly today.
Made me suck, W. We don't do good in any sports anymore. So
Vanderbilt beats us all the time and everything.
I mean, it's a big pile of slop.
865-546.
Did he say they were already day drinking over there?
Yes. 4:37 on a Friday afternoon. I mean, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, Bear.
We drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
546-8200. Your number to get on the drive. 546-8200. They're getting set to start again here in the second half in Nashville. Auburn playing South Carolina in the quarterfinals. Alabama will take on Kentucky in the first game of the evening session. And then it's your Tennessee Volunteers against Mississippi State. In the evening, we'll go to Bears College Basketball Conference Tournament Scoreboard Update Center here in just a minute for a look at all the action going on in college basketball here this afternoon. Well, I had a wild start to the morning today, Bear. I thought the groundhog had returned.
Oh, God. All right.
I was driving the young man to daycare early this morning. And as I'm pulling out of the driveway, I notice there's a little bit of trash in the yard. And I notice there's a little bit of trash in our neighbor's yard. And in the neighbor after that. And I'm looking around, and I'm recognizing some of the trash. It's our trash.
You got a raccoon now?
We had the recycle bin out by the road, right?
Right.
Now, it was right side up when I left the house. What I believe happened is that the wind knocked it over last night, and it blew the stuff like down the street because it was all like – it was weird. It was across the street. But, I mean, the wind – like we had a big storm come through last night, right? I slept through most of it.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh.
There were tornadoes and stuff in the mid-state.
I didn't know anything about it.
And I think what happened was somebody – because I was really confused at first because the bin was right side up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody – what it must have blown out into the street.
Right.
And somebody is like came and picked it up for me and put it back in my yard.
Is it like a small bit or one of those big giant
ones? Yeah, it's one of those big things with like the lid that, you know, and the wheels and everything.
So your recycling is all over your street now.
No, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I put on a pair of work gloves, got myself a trash bag, and I got it up pretty quickly, 15, 20 minutes. But I was worried.
Was your name on any of that stuff?
I don't think so.
I feel like that's the only reason you would have done that.
I did it out of embarrassment because I did the math. Like, if I'm right, what I think happened, you know, my can was out there in the middle of the road, like other people know, it would be really bad form to just let it go, right? I mean, there are plastic Coke bottles, beer cans, and stuff like that all over the place.
Beer cans?
Yeah, I like to have beer from time to time. Is that a problem?
Beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
When are you going to the tank with me?
When am I invited?
You've got an open invitation, but you talk so much crap now.
What, you think I'm scared?
Yeah.
You know, I'm scared of you and your friends?
I think you might be a little bit.
What, is somebody, Phil's going to fight me if I go over to your little clubhouse?
Maybe.
Bring it on.
You think you could take Phil?
I think I'd take all of you. And then you're a bunch of, it's all talk. All a bunch of talk. There are four Lawson brothers. KJ, Diedrich. Diedrich's the one at Kansas, right? He's the one who torched us.
Yeah.
Chandler and Jonathan, their dad is coaching Wooddale. So those kids aren't going to Memphis now? Like, I thought Penny Hardaway had the whole city on lockdown, was just going to get whoever he wanted, and it wasn't worth anybody else's time to go in there and recruit anybody from Memphis now.
I think those kids are in a whole nother category.
What do you mean? I thought Penny Hardaway got who he wanted.
Not if he's going up against William Krzyzewski.
He got James Wiseman.
That was a kid he had coached.
No, I mean, he got him. He got him, didn't he?
No, that one was easy.
Travis says, if Bear doesn't care about the tournament, then I don't need to hear his preview of the game.
I don't think I've given you a preview of the game, Travis. I love how you twist everything in your sycophants and fanboys.
I'm just reading his tweet. How did I twist it? I read it verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
You're tagged in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did I stutter?
We've made it through the week without getting into an argument on air.
I know. I don't feel good about it. I feel like I got you pretty good right now, and I'm just gonna keep.
You don't have me good, man.
You're the wrestler who's got a blown out knee right now. I've got you in the corner. I'm just stomping you with the boot to the face. I mean, you can give up.
You're in la la land after Cody McClure hit you over the head with a sledgehammer when you walked in here today with that note on the board.
I'll drag you to the center of the ring and pin you here before too long. But you ain't getting out of it that easy. I'm gonna sling you up in the turnbuckle a couple
just
of times sad. Too.
My buddy,
just for show. Stay with us.
My buddy tearing your kingdom down, as Titans Bill would say. We didn't get a call from Titans Bill today after that monster trade, that monster acquisition.
Are you taking a shot?
Always.
We're talking about your state team. You shouldn't do that, man.
That's my team.
It is your team. Are you a Tennessean?
That's a Nashville.
You live in Tennessee.
Titans.
They're the Tennessee Titans. They represent you,
Nashville,
whether you like
Oilers.
It or not.
They ain't
stay with us.
Me.
The drive continues. It's Fan Run Radio. Over there on Broadway, Fan Run Radio, Thursday and Friday, the tournament, just like we were last year. Elkmont Exchange has really stepped up their game, too, since the last time. They've got more TVs. They've got more sports bar-oriented food, chicken wings, burgers, things like that. And they're same great handcrafted, brewed on-site craft beers. Elkmont Exchange, folks, if you haven't been there, really cool place. Come check us out. We had a great time out there last year, and we're stepping it up this year. We're taking it to another level. to another level. Next week.
The hell was
that? Elkmont Exchange, the voluntary reaction promo, you know?
Okay.
The promo that plays about a billion times on this radio station. I mean, not that I'm sick of it or anything, but golly. Elkmont Exchange next week. Going to be a lot of fun. 865-546-8200. Big Josh, give us a call back, man. We'll get right to you. So the Tucker kid from
Bryn Tucker
from Catholic going to Clemson.
Yeah.
And Tennessee didn't want him.
Nope. Doesn't sound like it.
Well, that Jeremy Pruitt's either going to be looking like a genius or a complete idiot here in about 4 years.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a good choice?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think it's a good choice and you just can't say it because you don't want to go against a Catholic kid?
I'll know.
I'll take that as a yes.
I don't know.
Okay, I got you.
I know they're recruiting Cooper Mays extremely hard, and Tennessee is the early leader for his services.
And there are two big-time tackle prospects from Memphis. Omari Thomas.
That's the other thing that you have to consider is this is a big year in state for linemen.
And then the Ratledge kid down in Georgia who grew up a Tennessee fan.
Cooper's kind of a rarity now where, you know, I mean, he projects definitely as a center, and I've been told there is no ceiling on how good he could be at center.
Boy, I wish we had his big brother.
I do too, but much like Ole Miss settled, you know, we're happy to get Eli. I'm hoping that we can keep Cooper home. So, good kid.
And Tennessee.
Both those kids are. I will say that. Both Bryn Tucker, the times that I've been anywhere around them, they're both fine young men. So.
No, it is early too. Right? I mean, the early signing period is still, what, 10 months away?
Yeah, we got a whole nother football season. You never know what can
happen. If he blows up and, like, we don't do as well with the Memphis kids or we just decide that we really do want him, I mean, I don't know. Clemson is really good. Like, this isn't he chose to go to Wake Forest.
No.
This is the defending national champions. He played for the championship.
He's got committable offers from anybody that is anybody.
Well, I mean, and if you don't – if you basically pass on a kid with that kind of offer list in your backyard, and I mean,
like if he misses it,
2 miles from campus.
Yeah, I mean, if you miss it, it would be up there with when Fulmer slow played Harrison Smith.
The big one, Randall Cobb, is probably the biggest.
Randall Cobb. I don't know, man.
Because we really wanted Harrison Smith eventually. We didn't, you know. I mean, they wanted him badly. Like Randall Cobb, they were even when they offered it, came in late. They were kind of like,
everybody's always kind of taken up. And you'll meet no bigger Fulmer sheep than me. But he didn't offer Harrison until after Notre Dame and Alabama had. I wasn't told this, but I imagine it kind of didn't sit well with the Smith, you know. Not that it didn't sit well, but, I mean, how people are. Oh, now you're going to come and offer me after Alabama, Notre Dame? And he could never make it up. But, I mean, if Tucker blows up, it'll be up there with, I feel like, Harrison Smith, Patrick Willis, Tyson Clabo, Garrett Reynolds is another one. Randall Cobb, you've already mentioned.
Greg says he's got a question for Bear.
Okay.
If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest?
The rudest?
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting question. I would say probably the common domestic house cat.
Would be the rudest?
Yeah. Yeah.
How so?
Is that our hippopotamus? Hippopotamuses look cute.
That was going to be my vote. The hippo.
Hippos are...
Hippos are rude?
Oh, they're very aggressive.
Dangerous. Dangerous.
They're the deadliest animal in Africa, Russell.
How about that?
You don't want to tangle with one, Russ. Much like Cody McClure and you. You don't want to tangle with a hippo.
Cody McClure is soft. I would say, so you're going hippo or house cat?
I'm going with the hippopotamus now that I'm thinking about it. I mean, they're dangerous animals.
What about that, the Tasmanian devil?
No. No. That's kind of a weird...
What about a llama? Spit on you. Any animal llamas that'll spit on
llamas
you?
Llamas aren't nearly as bad as camels. Camel would be in the conversation.
Camel, yeah.
They will flat out, they don't like people, and they will spit on
Very
you.
Very rude.
It stinks. It's horrendous smelling.
I mean, it's the same family. Llamas, camels.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
They seem similar. They seem similar.
Llamas, camels, alpacas.
Did you know that groundhogs stink? I learned that today from the pest control guy.
No, what do they smell like?
I mean, it's just if they animal. Smell really bad.
I mean, so they're the vermin. I feel like anything there. Called vermin is not going to smell good.
I thought it was a varmint. Is there a difference between vermin and varmint?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I
was really hoping that you would catch up with Greg the groundhog.
I got my Louisville Slugger. If I see him,
I was looking forward to seeing you coming in here.
Tore up
and moaning about having rabies.
Rabies.
Have rabies shots.
I go and get a rabies shot.
You don't get the ones in the stomach anymore. Were you aware of that?
I've never had a rabies shot.
Well, no. I mean, it used to be if you got bit by something and they couldn't find it.
I want
to
know.
You had to. Preventively or prophylactically, whichever term.
What?
You would have to take the whole series. Yeah, whole series of shots.
And just to clarify, there is a difference between vermin and varmint.
Well, do tell.
A varmint is just a troublesome wild animal.
Like a coyote would be a varmint. Okay.
Vermin, wild animals that are believed to be harmful to crops, farm animals, or game, or that carry disease.
That would probably be more like a coyote and a ground.
You want to hear the eight meanest animals on Earth, according to RoaringEarth.com?
Hit me.
Number eight, the honey badger.
Believe that.
Number seven, Australian funnel web spiders.
Could see that.
Gnarly looking guys. Number six, hornets.
Uh-huh.
Number five, black mamba.
Okay.
Number four, the Asian black bear.
Could see that. They're dangerous.
Number three, the bull shark.
They'll bite you.
That's some bull shark right there. Number two, saltwater crocodile.
They're nasty.
And the number one meanest animal on Earth, the hippopotamus.
Told you.
Probably the most dangerous animals in the world. Certainly the most dangerous animal in Africa, causing more deaths than crocodiles. And they even know how to kill crocodiles. Worse yet, hippos will attack without any provocation. Even large predatory animals like bears and sharks often won't attack unless agitated, surprised, or confused. Not hippos.
They hunt.
How about that?
They kill to kill.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stay away from those hungry, hungry hippos.
Have you ever seen those
Botswana.
Teeth? Their teeth?
Yeah, they're all gnarly and crooked looking.
Could you imagine having one of those things jammed up
through
your esophageal?
You'd be angry, too, if you look like that. I mean, that is the ugliest animal. The hippo?
Oh, they're not.
Just ugly. Like, what? Why do we have hippos? Like, what function in nature do they serve?
God likes a variety of...
I feel like if the hippos became extinct, nature would not miss a beat.
Okay, Russ.
Stay with us. Hour number three coming up. We'll have your top five at five next on The Drive.